Hi, and welcome to this short session about Azure Rights Management. My name is Anders Olsson. I have been working with RMS for about 6-7 years maybe, both with AD RMS, and today I mostly do implementation by using Azure Rights Management. And the purpose of this session is actually to get rid of some myth about Azure Rights Management. Sometimes when I get out to new customers or partners, I get a comment like, I don't want Microsoft to be in control of my data. Or the second one, I don't want to store my data in Azure. And the first one, I don't want Microsoft to be in control of my data. It's quite easy to get rid of that myth, actually, because if you don't use any encryption today, everyone are in control of your data. So you need to have some kind of protection. And the other one, I don't want to store my data in Azure. And to get rid of that myth, I think the best way to do that is to explain how does the encryption works for RMS? What to store where, anything about that. So that's the purpose of this session. We're going to do that. We're going to explain how this works. What is, if you start with what actually happens when you click on the checkbox and activated Azure Rights Management for your tenants? What's happened? So the first thing, when you click that button, is that your organization keys will be created. These keys are for your use only, for your tenant, for your Office 365, for example, or for your local resources on-premises, for example, if you're using the RMS connector. And if you don't want to do that, if you don't want Microsoft to create your own keys, you can solve that by using the technique called Bring Your Own Key. You invest in a hardware security module. This is a solution that you have to buy it from Thales from the beginning, because Thales is the same hardware security solution that Microsoft is using, and the most of the American banks, for example, are using the same hardware security module. And then you create your own keys on your own hardware security module back at your office. And the thing that you do then is that you transfer the keys to Microsoft. The transfer of these keys are encrypted and access controlled in a way there is no way for even Microsoft to see those keys. And when they are imported at Microsoft hardware security module, there's no way, for example, Microsoft to export those keys again. So if you want, you can create your own key. But actually, it's not this key that will encrypt your files. So we're going to go into that as well. But the first thing I want to verify is what actually happens when you are using RMS. The thing is, the first time that you are being in contact with something that are RMS protected or that you start using RMS is that your client are being bootstrapped, as it's called. If you start with the authentication to Azure. This often happens in the background. Depends on your configured stuff. If you're using ADFS, for example, or if you have, for example, multi-factor for your authentication. But often this happens in the background. The user doesn't know that this is happening. And after the authentication, one of the things that's happened is the client will get a user certificate to his machine. This is a certificate that identifies the user. This is not an X509 certificate. This is not stored in the local set store on your machine. This is totally a RMS unique certificate. But it's still following the standard. We still get a public key and we get a private key for this certificate. And this is downloaded for your client, to your client. And we also get the public key or the organization key that we created in the previous step. Okay, so this happened the first time we get in contact with RMS. This happens one time on every device. So, Let's see what's happened when we encrypt a file. As we know, we can encrypt every kind of file with RMS. It's no longer depending if you have an office file, this could be every kind of file. So, when we encrypt this file, the file will be encrypted with a random, totally unique, advanced encryption standard key. It's a unique key for every file that we are encrypting with RMS. And the file will be encrypted. The thing with RMS is that we also specify permission for the file. We can, for example, have an RMS template, a policy with different permissions for the organization, for example. So if we have a policy, in this case, we have everyone that have an account in your Azure tenant called internal user will have read rights to this document. We also have a specified group for the marketing department that will have edit right to this file. And we get external user as well on this policy that only have read permission to this file. And in this policy, we also have specified how long of offline access we have to this file. It's called the cache or the file. This depends on how often you have to authenticate yourself to open the file. In this case, it's 7 days. So the first time I open the file, I have to authenticate myself. But after that, I can be offline for 7 days before I have to authenticate myself again to open the file. So what's happened then? We have encrypted the file. We have also specified RMS template or different permission for the specific file. The thing that's happened is the random key and the policy are bringing together and are encrypted. And here's where the organization key get in the process. Because the organization key will encrypt this random key together with the policy and also sign this with the user certificate to know who did the encryption. So the authentication key, the client received that during the bootstraps, so he can be totally offline when he do this process, when he encrypt the file. And together, those things will be the RMS protected file. Okay, so now we have watch what's happened when we encrypt the file. What is actually happen when someone wants to decrypt this file and open it? If we take this example with the external user, we had external user called Alf Gordon. He has a machine. He could have been bootstrapped before, so you have a user certificate on his machine. Or this happened in the same time that he is trying to open this RMS protected file. So we got the Azure RMS in the top, and we get our machine and we get the protected file. What is actually sent to Microsoft in this case? Actually, it's only the encrypted policy about the file that is sent to Microsoft. Together with the user certificate and his public key. Only the public key was sent to Microsoft. Nothing about the file itself. So, what's happened then? Your RMS organization key and that private key will be able to decrypt this policy. And from that, we're going to get the policy for the file, the different permissions for the file. And we're also going to get the random, unique, advanced encryption standard key that encrypted the file in the first place. And from the policy, we can also view the different permission for this unique file. And we can also compare them to the user. He set up the user certificate. So we can see in this case that Alf Gordon here has the read rights and he is able to have offline access for this file for 7 days. Okay. So what's happened then? Azure Rights Management are using the user certificate and his public key to encrypt these things and create a new policy. This policy contains the unique random key that's encrypted the file. It also contains the information about the user and his permission for this file, and creates this encrypted policy. This encrypted policy could only be read by Alf Gordon in this case, who has the private key of his user certificate. So this policy is being downloaded to the client. He is using his private key to get access to this policy. And by doing that, he also gets his permission for this unique file and the random key for that has made the encryption for this file. So what's happening in the background is that the application is able to open a decrypted stream to the file in order to render it with the specified restrictions that are mandated by the policy, with ALF unique permission for this file. So in the background, all this stuff happens, and ALF is able to decrypt this RMS protected file and able to open it with his unique permission for this file. So that is what's happening when you decrypt the file. So, if you start from the beginning, the first thing that we did is that we activate our RMS services in Azure. By default, this creates our organization key. If we want, we can use a hardware security module and create our own key. The second thing that's happened was that we are being bootstrapped, our client are being bootstrapped to be able to use RMS and get the user certificate and also the public key or the organization's key to the client. The next step, when we are encrypted the file, this will be done by a unique advanced encryption standard key for every file that we are encrypt, and this together with the RMS policy will create our RMS protected file. And when we are decrypting or open this file, the only thing that will be sent to Microsoft is this encrypted policy about the file. And the thing is, you get logs about everything. This is from February 2016, totally free, so every log about your RMS implementation will be for free, and you can watch the logs, whatever you want. So for example, look for a specified file or what the user did and stuff like that. So that was everything from me. Thank you for watching, and see you. Have a great time. Bye.